In recent years, many newspapers and magazines have abandoned their print publications for an all-digital format, from the Christian Science Monitor, Newsweek, Jet Magazine. But one Decatur-based magazine is moving from digital back to print. Starting this month, Paste Magazine will publish a new quarterly literal page magazine. And here to talk about that is its co-founder and editor-in-chief, Josh Jackson. Hi there.
Good morning, Celeste.
It's good to have you. Why? Why going back to print? Everyone keeps saying print is dead.
Yeah, so for us, we had struggled. We put out a print magazine for 8 years, from 2002 to 2010. And during those last few years, it was a struggle. I mean, the problems of print magazines were very evident to us, from the distribution model to the reliance on advertising. And when advertising went away, that really hurt us, and we had to leave print. The reason to go back into print is not, for us, we are still primarily a digital company. Our website is growing. We've added lots of different topics that we're covering. So we've gone broader and deeper on our website. But for us, it just felt like the time to re-engage our core audience with something special. We wanted to create something that wasn't, going to be on every newsstand and in your checkout counter line and just sort of a quick grab, but something that was going to show up in your mailbox once a quarter, and you're going to be really glad to get it because, we've put a lot of care into this product. It's 12 by 12. It comes with a vinyl record. It's not your typical magazine.
How much of the print decision is influenced by the kind of magazine that you are, the kind of uniqueness you were just talking about, as opposed to, say, Newsweek maybe not being so successful going back to print?
Yeah, and for us, this is a quarterly magazine, so we're not trying to deliver you the latest news with this magazine. These are about longer reads, about things that you can kind of stop and take the time to savor. And we do have a website where you can get the latest news about music or movies or television or politics. And that's not the kind of thing that was really going to fit with a print magazine. But for us, because we are this arts and culture and entity, there are so many stories that we felt would be better to tell in a more visual form of print, and that we could really curate an experience for you with the print magazine.
Is it a profit-making venture, though? Do you expect to make a profit off it, or is it a love of the magazine?
Well, I don't think we're going to make a ton of money off it, but yeah, I do think it'll be profitable for the company. We've set this up in such a way where we are not reliant on our advertisers. We're asking our subscribers to cover the paper and mailing costs of the product, which is unusual in the magazine world. When you get a magazine in the mail, it probably costs way more to print and mail that product to you than you spend on it. It's all about the advertising. It's all about a way to get those ads in front of you. And for us, I mean, there is advertising in the magazine, but it's a small amount. It's mostly craft beer and music labels, because those are companies that we've had long-term relationships with and just wanted to sort of be part of this and support this. And but it's not, we're not going after the car companies and the mass brands to sort of foot the bill for this kind of thing.
But it's also something that somebody would leave on their coffee table, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're hoping for, is that this is, we've tried to make kind of a work of art here.
So what is different between the things? How do you choose what is digital and then what ends up going onto an actual page?
Yeah, so, I mean, so for us, there needs to be a timelessness aspect of it, because, there's a lag in when you put this thing together and when it's delivered to your audience. So we wanted the kinds of stories that you didn't necessarily know you wanted to read, but you're going to be glad you did. So much of what happens online is people come to our website, and it's way more people than we ever had with our print magazine. We had over 8 million unique visitors to our site last month. But a lot of those people had one thing in particular they wanted to come and visit, to read. They'd come and they'd read it and then they'd leave. or, you know, read a couple things and then leave. And for us, we wanted to tell those stories that nobody's doing a Google search for. Tell those kinds of stories that you come across. And, you know, an example is our comics, comic books editor, Sean Edgar. His great-grandfather had a journal with all these wonderful drawings in it that nobody's really ever seen from World War One, from the trenches of World War One. He was drawing comics in this notebook, and so we've published some of those comics with a great essay from Sean, just about how the idea of comics and sequential art has changed throughout the years. And, you know, that's the type of story that I think people are going to love, whether they're interested in comic books or not, because it tells you a little bit about our society and how it's changed and what the world was like then, and how people responded to things. It's that kind of story that you might not have clicked on with a catchy headline on the internet, but as you're flipping pages and you see these beautiful photos, these beautiful images, and the story that goes along with it, I think people will be glad to have read it.
That is Josh Jackson. He's the co-founder and editor-in-chief of Paste Magazine. The magazine returns this month from a print to a print format after being solidly digital only for 7 years. Josh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.